Have any of you heard of Amiibo? If not, or if you want to learn more, you are in the right podcast. All of what I found was properly researched for this particular podcast series. Amiibo had been out since the 21st of November in 2014, alongside Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U and 3DS, or for short, Smash 4. The first line of Amiibo that came out was the Smash Bros. Series in Wave 1 with Mario, Peach, Yoshi, Donkey Kong, Link, Fox, Samus, Wii Fit Trainer, Villager, Pikachu, Kirby, and Marth. When they first came out, most people went for their favorite characters until people found that the holy trinity of Wave 1 was Wii Fit Trainer, Villager, and Marth. These amiibo were fetching for a couple hundred dollars when they initially came out, and now they're worth like $50 max. And if you are asking what do? They are Toys Alive figurines in which computer-controlled fighters are embedded within the NFC chips in the bases. These fighters learn as they fight opponents and can reach up to level 50. But they can still learn from their opponents in battle at the max level. For wave two of the Smash figures, there was Zelda, Diddy Kong, Luigi, Little Mac, Pit, and Captain Falcon. Out of all six of these figures, the rarest amiibo in the wave was the last three I just mentioned, which was Little Mac, Pit, and Captain Falcon. Let's move on to the next wave. For Wave 3 of the Smash series, it was the beginning of kind of scummy store exclusives. On this wave, there is Rosalina, Bowser, Lucario, Toon Link, Sheik, Ike, Shulk, Sonic, Mega Man, and King Dedede, and Meta Knight. For the figures that were store exclusives, Rosalina was a Target exclusive, Lucario was a Toys R Us exclusive, and Meta Knight was a Best Buy exclusive. A lot of these figures were hard to find as employees would take most of the exclusives, and for the non-exclusives, which were mainly Shulk and Ike, with them being niche characters compared to someone like Mario or Pikachu, in which they come from mega popular franchises, they were of course pretty rare to find. On Wave 4 of the Smash series, we got Robin, Lucina, Wario, Charizard, Ness, Pac-Man, Greninja, and Jigglypuff. The store exclusives of this wave was Ness as a GameStop exclusive. Quick trivia time. When pre-orders for Ness came out, GameStop's online and in-store system had crashed, so not many people got Ness when the wave hit initially. Back to the topic at hand, the Greninja was a Toys R Us exclusive. Not many store exclusives this wave. Wave 5 of the Smash series was very underwhelming, in which there were only two figures that were all exclusives. We got Palutena and Dark Pit, all from the Kid Icarus series. Palutena was an Amazon exclusive, while Pit's Hot Topic counterpart, Dark Pit, was a Best Buy exclusive. This was probably one of the saddest waves in the Smash series. I bet you had been hearing this for a while now, so you have a right to take a break. If you are still sticking around, well, I have a confession to make. I'll admit, I only have two amiibo figures in my collection as of this recording, in which I have Robin and Roy, which is a fun fact about me, but I am very knowledgeable in amiibo. In fact, I just started a hobby of amiibo. So, yeah. So, enjoy this time to have a break. Back to the podcast. In the sixth wave of the Smash lineup, we got Zero Suit Samus, Ganondorf, Dr. Mario, Olimar, Mr. Game & Watch, Rob the Robot, and Duck Hunt. On that wave, we got the first 3-pack in the series, in which it is called the Retro 3-pack. And on top of that, it was a GameStop exclusive. I bet you all know who is in that set if you're cultured. On Wave 7, we got one of the rarest sets in the lineup, and that's the Toys R Us exclusive Me 3-pack. But there's really only one figure that's really worth a damn in that set, with it being Me Brawler, as it is the most expensive amiibo in that set, and one of the most expensive amiibo. I want one myself, as I am a Me Brawler main sometimes. Back to the topic. The other characters in that set was Me Gunner and Me Swordsman. For the rest of the fighters in the wave, we have our first DLC fighter in amiibo form, and that is Mewtwo. And for the last fighter in the wave, we have Falco, a Best Buy exclusive. For the saddest wave, even sadder than Wave 5, we have Wave 8 having only one figure. And that only figure is Lucas from that one Nintendo game Nintendo does not want you to play. By the way, Lucas is the second DLC character ever released. On the ninth wave, we have an alternate color for Rob, which depicts him in his Famicom colors. And we have more DLC figures in here, in which we have Ryu and Roy. Roy is the only single exclusive this time around, with him being a GameStop exclusive. And for the last part of this 3-parted podcast, we have the last wave of the Smash 4 lineup. The characters here in this lineup are Cloud in his Player 2 Advent Children Edition. Actually, all of these characters in this wave have something called a Player 2 version, in which it is an alt of a character that has an alternate gender or design. Please don't take that the wrong way. It only applies to DLC fighters, so unfortunately, someone like Robin doesn't have a player too, even though I kind of want there to be one. So for the rest of the wave, we got Bayonetta and Corrin, which all have their player 2 versions. Bayonetta's Player 2 version depicts her from the original game, Bayonetta, and Corrin has a female alt, as Corrin is the avatar in his or her game, Fire Emblem Fates. And Cloud's Player 2 version is exclusive to GameStop, and Corrin's Player 2 version is exclusive to Amazon. Thank you for listening to part one of this 3-parted podcast, and I'll see you in part two. This has been iJake, where you can expect quality from a child. Goodbye.